back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We have an interview with, actually it looks like we got Coach Fossil and I believe Coach Mike Nolan and maybe even Adam Henry. So we got a couple of things we can get to in just a few minutes, Kevin. But before we do, these numbers were just kind of a little eerie. I wanted to throw these numbers out to you. Not the ones I just gave you in the break because those are wrong.
Wish you would have heard that ridiculous.
Trae Young yesterday, 45 points on 24 shots.
Amazing.
Devin Booker, 36 points on 24 shots. Both of them 24 shots. Young players that both loved Kobe. 45 plus 36, by the way, is 81. The last person to score 81 points.
I believe only the second person in the history of the NBA to score that many points in a game.
Yeah. And Trae Young had 13 field goals. Devin Booker had 11.
Oh, that's 24.
That's 24.
Wow. Now listen to this, too.
Hold on, real quick. Trae Young had 6 rebounds. Devin Booker had 2.
So that's 8. Wow.
Kobe was also number 8 in addition.
They freaking coordinate that? How the hell did that happen?
It's just eerie.
That's amazing.
And maybe just like Scorigami, Kevin, like maybe it's just random that happened. It's just weird.
That's amazing.
And numbers are weird sometimes, Shippy.
Yeah, no, there's more to the Trae Young thing, too. He had shot 81% from the free throw line. He had 5 assists, which obviously Kobe had 5 rings, and then he had 14 assists, actually, I'm sorry, which was Giannis's age. Which is like, the numbers were crazy, and like that stuff gives me chills.
Yeah, man.
Absolute chills.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Wild stuff right there. And from the 361, let Corey say the word of the day. They don't want Kevin to say it anymore. I like that Kevin doesn't because I don't want to tell you why. All right.
That's mean.
But right now, let's go and check out
hurts my feelings.
Some of Kevin's favorite food. It is Super Bowl soup.
And we start with, man, I got to tell you right now, I'm going to have all kinds of fun Super Bowl facts for you as the week goes along, but nothing will be better than this Super Bowl bet right here. What if I told you I could get you 100-1 odds on a Super Bowl thing that absolutely has precedent of happening before?
All right, let's do it. How much do I have to bet?
Well, how much do you want to make?
Life savings.
Ooh, okay. So $58.
Plus 12.
Okay, I'll give you $2.
Plus 12.
Okay. So you got $70.
Yep.
You could win $7,000. Who's the coach of the San Francisco 49ers?
That would be Kyle Shanahan.
That's right, Corey. Is this the first time Kyle Shanahan has appeared as some sort of coach in a Super Bowl?
No, it's not.
What happened the last time he was in the Super Bowl as some sort of coach?
They blew a 28-3 lead.
That is correct. With the Atlanta Falcons, you can bet on whether or not the San Francisco 49ers will blow a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl and get 100-1 odds on your money. I think this is no BS, a smart bet. For 100-1. Like, I'm not saying you win, but you toss down $5. You toss down $1. Think about it. The Kansas City Chiefs have fallen behind by 10 points or more in both of their playoff games thus far. And guess what? They won both of them. So the idea that it is inconceivable that this could happen again is ridiculous. 100-1 on your money.
I will say this, Kevin. 1053thefan.com has a story that I retweeted today that suggests that there are multiple people and NFL execs that believe this is going to be a blowout Super Bowl. I am the first person to have said that recently. You actually were shocked that I even said that. I don't know if they meant
in favor of.
They didn't say. Actually, I think they said the Chiefs.
Do you want me to go and tip you off about who's actually going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Are you sure? It's going to ruin your excitement for the week because you already know who's going to win.
Don't spoil it.
Are you even going to watch on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep your radios on. You just might need to turn them down. I'm going to tell you right now who's going to win. Just keep in mind, I warned you what's going to happen. So check this out. The San Francisco 49ers have an NFL high 57 sacks this season, including the playoffs. They're the seventh team in the last 15 seasons to enter the Super Bowl with more than 55 sacks.
Wow.
Guess what the last six have done? Every single one of them has won.
Oh, really?
So, if you believe the San Francisco 49ers' impressive pass rush or oppressive pressure defense in general will be the difference, history says you're 100% right about that.
Well, the right tackle for the Chiefs in 90 pass attempts has only given up one pressure in the playoffs. So that something's got to give there. The offensive line's been pretty good for the Chiefs. So
history says it's all crumbling now.
That's a really cool stat, man.
Jimmy Garoppolo and Pat Mahomes are pretending like they're best friends right now.
Ooh, hold on, Kevin. From the 972, there's really only one way to solve it. Battle of the Beasts.
Ooh.
I feel like we'll have to get into that later this week, though.
Yeah, I feel like the time frame for all of them,
yeah,
the Chiefs and the 49ers, were fairly on brand.
Who won there?
No. Never mind.
Gold Rush.
From the 469, those last six didn't play Pat Mahomes, though. That's
right.
A fair point.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
That is a very, very fair point. Now, we told you, hold on. I don't think we should do that. So,
I like the idea, though.
Do what?
Perhaps, I mean, this makes sense. So Jimmy Garoppolo is saying how awesome he thinks Pat Mahomes is. Well, I mean, like, outside of football. Because in 2018, remember we told you last week, Jimmy Garoppolo tore his ACL in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And he said after the game, Pat Mahomes checked on him. And he goes, I didn't even know Pat at the time. For him to come out of his way after the game, wish me luck and everything, just a real class act. The guy is awesome on the field, off the field. He does it all.
Yeah, it was a good long con because now you like the guy and you don't want him to lose.
Oh.
So yeah, there you go. Good long con. You want people to think you're a good guy. So that whenever you beat them, they feel okay about it.
Not so much.
Nah, you can still be a good guy at the same time. You just want them to feel okay about losing to you.
Okay. Did you know that the Hunt family is going to host a Super Bowl party of approximately 2,000 people? Norma Hunt has attended every single Super Bowl. This time.
Since the first one?
Yes, all of them.
All right.
So, I mean, keep in mind, and I've got more information.
They were in the first one.
Yeah, that is true. But I also, did you know that they were responsible for the naming of the Super Bowl?
Interesting.
I've got more for you about that in just one second. You're going to love this story. It's awesome.
That's super.
Okay, relax. It's not that great. So, Norma Hunt has been to every Super Bowl. The chief VP of communications, Ted Cruz, spelled differently, but considering they're going to be rolling their boat up there, that's kind of awesome. Probably more likable. Said, quote, the Hunt family is hosting close to 2,000 staff, friends, and family in Miami for the Super Bowl. What is the most amount of people you've ever had at a party you were at?
That, I hosted or just any party I've been to?
You went to.
I've seen some parties Shippy's been to on Instagram.
You weren't there.
But I wasn't there, but Shippy's been to some big parties.
Are you sure you weren't there?
I'll say maybe 200 or 300 people.
Okay. So they're going to have 2,000 people.
Wow.
Now, let's go back.
And you're going to talk to all of them, I bet.
I mean, you're in the Super Bowl, so yeah. If I wasn't, I'd be like,
can't talk to 2,000 people, Kevin.
Whatever. You tried. And how many people did you handshake?
I got 1,053.
Okay. And you weren't even motivated by, you were just trying to do a good job. They're motivated by they're going to win the Super Bowl. All those people are going to come to them. All right? I own this team and this party. You're coming to me.
Wow. Elitist.
I mean, yeah. You're damn right. If I own an NFL football team, I would be an elitist. All right. Let's go back to Lamar Hunt. So Lamar Hunt helped invent the name Super Bowl. And it was because
Can you dump that? He needs to say big game.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah. It was based on two things. You go back to the summer of 1966. They were working on plans for this game and plans eventually for the merger. Did you know that the Super Bowl wasn't actually really called the Super Bowl until Super Bowl III?
What?
The first two were called the AFL-NFL Championship Game.
That's stupid.
It is. Do you want to know what's also stupid? Did you know two different networks broadcast at the same time the first one? Because nobody cared.
And we don't even have like full footage of the entire first Super Bowl.
I think there were only three networks. And CBS was like, we're going to broadcast. And NBC is like, we will too. And CBS said, all right, I don't care. Because nobody cared.
Somebody said the actual first name was supposed to be Super Bowl.
Aha. So, not true.
Okay.
However, here's how that comes along. So, the Hunt family, they loved college bowl games. Lamar himself had been to at least 30 Cotton Bowls by the time 1966 rolled around. So he told everyone it needs to be something bowl because that's what the college game did. And so that's what we need to do. And for Christmas that year, one of the gifts his son had gotten must have been lean times at the Hunt family because they spent all their money in the Chiefs. Was a Super Bowl. And so he just threw out the combination of those two things. And he's just randomly like, well, yeah, and then we'll play the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And people were like, yeah, okay.
Wow.
And that's just how it was.
And just like Superman, you know, like Superman's the greatest hero of all time in comic books.
Questionable.
Everybody loves Superman. Everybody loves the Super Bowl. It's the ultimate marketing opportunity. It's amazing. So, wow, that's... And Lamar Hunt just was like, Super Bowl.
And he told his son, because his son said, my dad later told me it was probably those Super Bowls bouncing around the house that stuck in my head, and I just put the two terms together. So he just goes, how about Super Bowl? And everyone was like, sounds good. And then they eventually adopted it by the third Super Bowl, which is when it actually started becoming the Super Bowl. Because the first one, like, you'll find some people who use the terminology, but it was officially called the AFL-NFL Championship Game.
Are you glad you didn't let the College Football Committee put this name together?
Yeah, they would have spent a lot of money to make it happen like that, which is, that's the dumbest story ever.
The College Football Playoff.
Yeah, in
the
case
National
you've
Football
ever
League
missed it.
Championship.
Yeah, they spent $60,000 on that. $60,000 to come up with that. Are you kidding me? Here's what actually happened. Some guy woke up and was like, oh my God, the presentation is today? We're going to call it the College Football Championship. It's genius. Give this man a raise. Now, here might be a reason. I already told you why the 49ers are definitely going to win. Here's a reason that 49ers are definitely going to lose.
So people are furious about me saying Superman is the best superhero?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm against that.
All the Batman fans are just so
mad. Yeah, give me
so
Batman
mad.
All Batman. Day oh. long. I already told you why the 49ers are definitely going to win. Here's why they're definitely going to lose. They were the last undefeated team. So they're going to lose. So says history in the NFL. No team that was the last undefeated team has won the Super Bowl since the Colts in 2006.
Hmm.
It has been 13 years since the last undefeated team ended up winning the Super Bowl.
I do remember the Rams were undefeated for like 7-8 games or something like that in 99 when they won the Super Bowl.
But that would be before.
But that was before. So, but that's a weird stat.
Yeah, so obviously like the Patriots came the closest to breaking it because they were undefeated all the way into the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And then they lost. And so the Patriots also started 8-0. But they lost on a week when they played Sunday, and the 49ers played Monday.
Oh, wow.
So the 49ers, officially the last undefeated team, which means history says they will lose this game.
I want to see next season every team start off 1-1. So that we, like, the last, nobody will know who the last one was.
I don't know if that would be statistically possible based on the teams that play each, like, how the structure of the schedule
fine,
goes.
Fine, Kevin.
But that would be really awesome.
Okay.
But then it would come down to that Monday night game. Whoever lost in the Monday night game,
they would be the last one.
They're the last ones. And you're like, well, you're not going to win the Super Bowl.